we are all in the same boat. We're in this thing together. You know it.
Don't put me on your Seattle Seahawks.
We're on the ship. Hey, 49ers look good last night. They did.
Took care of business.
However, it was the Giants. I will preface saying that.
Yeah, hey, they clocked in. They got the job done.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
Yeah. You got to win the game.
I mean,
if you win the game, you take the W.
You know how relevant the Seattle Seahawks are is when you walk in Friday morning? No blue for Mike, and he doesn't even know who they're playing this weekend.
I have no idea. I've lost
interest. It's rough, man.
I've lost interest.
It's all right.
I've got no gas anymore. Ran out of gas.
Yeah, your gym wasn't open today.
It was not. I was locked up there. I was going, I saw no cars in the parking lot. I'm going, that's odd. So everybody's taking Friday off. Not me. I'm going to get in there. So I scanned my card to unlock the door, and I couldn't get in.
So did you do your workout on the parking lot?
Yeah, I did. I ran around the parking lot. People said, there's that crazy guy again. Jeez.
Well, Warrior fans, here we are. Another day of blue and gold. You got to love it, Mikey.
I know it. Tonight, McKinleyville
tonight, the 1-2 Del Norte Warriors are taking on the 0-3 McKinleyville Panthers tonight. Kickoff 7:30. JV game starts at 5. We got tri-tip. We got a bunch of vendors there. We're going to feed you dinner, and you can come out and watch a great night of football before the rain comes this weekend, as Mike Withland Field looks nice. I was out there yesterday. Kids were out there getting ready. So hats off to the field crew and the maintenance team at the school district for taking care of Mike Withland Field and making a showcase field in the North State. But up first, we got joining us today on the Blue and Gold Show is Isaac Lopez and Mason Borges, two seniors on the Del Norte Warrior football team. Mason, I want to let you go first. Want to give a shout out to your family?
I would like to shout out my mom and my dad. They're my number one supporters, and my little sister as well, and the rest of my family that are down in Southern California and here in Crescent City.
Isaac, you want to give a shout out?
I want to shout out my mom, and I want to shout out my dad. I want to be here this morning if my mom didn't wake me up, so that's a good thing. So I shout out my mom.
Very nice. Hey, last night at Tunin Gymnasium, the volleyball team continues to roll. 10-1 on the season, and they beat McKinleyville on Tuesday, and then they took out Brookings last night, as Brianna Winningham, the senior, is on fire this week. The outside hitter had 20 kills in two games. She had 11 on Tuesday against McKinleyville, had 9 last night against Brookings. And when you got the returning MVP, McKenna Curtis, on the other side, what you're really starting to learn as you're not going to be able to pick a side when it comes to Del Norte, as Winningham's really stepped it up. The middle hitters along the way are doing a fantastic job. The Warriors are peaking at the right time as they head to Sonoma this weekend for a very highly contested tournament before they open up league, or they go down to Eureka. They will play in the new Eureka gym on Tuesday against the Loggers. But Isaac, you had a chance to go last night, but I tell you what, it's so fun to watch volleyball in a lot of aspects, and Brianna is starting to find her groove.
Oh yeah, like you could just tell, like every time she hits the ball, it's a score and it's a power shot every time.
She was a little tentative last year, but there's something about being a senior, yeah, right?
She stepped it up for sure.
Yeah,
you can tell she was shaking in her boots last year, and then this year she stepped it up. She's feeling her rolling.
Well, Isaac, let's talk about a little bit about the beginning of your guys' season. 1-2 start, some injuries down the road. We were talking before the show came on. 2-1 is where we really want it to be, at least going into this game tonight against McKinleyville. But you're 1-2, a couple injuries here and there, a couple bumps in the road, and you're one that's kind of weathered the storm. What's it been like for you kind of picking up different roles as we kind of work our way through this very tough non-conference?
It hasn't been rough. I still feel like we're in a good spot. It's just little injuries here and there, but we're all still, everyone's doing their part, like picking up their part for the role, stepping up when they need to step up.
Well, when Harrison went out early in the season, and you had to step into a role on the defensive side and things like that, you know, we were wondering how Isaac Lopez in defense. You know, you weren't a star there last year in a lot of ways, right? So you had to step into that role this year and have done a fantastic job. What was that like getting that call? Were you ready for it?
I didn't know I wasn't ready, and then I get put in, and then it's just all the adrenaline hits, and then everything happens.
Yeah. Mason. holding down the middle, the center for the Delnor Warrior front line on the offensive side. Injury here or there, but you and Colton and Barker have been pretty steady up front, and you guys have been playing together for a long time. What's it like to be up there with your buddies?
Yeah, we're just like one big family up there. It's a good time. Everyone works hard, and even when there's injuries here and there, we all step up and we play our role.
Isaac, when we talk about your defensive side of the ball, because, you know, I knew you were a good runner. You know, we watched the JV program for a couple years, and it was this Isaac Lopez your freshman year all over the friggin' scoring column. I was like, dude, this guy's going to score touchdowns. But when it came to the defensive side, your knack to find the ball, the interceptions, some key interceptions you've had already early in the season. How important is it for you playing the position you are out at cornerback is the prep work when it comes in during the week prior to the game?
It's difficult because, like, you don't know exactly who you're going against, like, how fast they are, because until you see them in person. So it's like you gotta just work on you just gotta practice and then work on your feet, your footwork, your vision.
Is there tendencies then you watch in the film when it comes to what receivers do and things like that? Or where they line up?
No. Well, yeah, we will. No, not really.
Different formations?
Yeah, just different formations.
Different formations. Now, you're playing a team like McKinleyville this week. We'll talk about a little bit about that next week, but they're definitely run heavy.
Yeah.
Do you prefer to play a team or defensively, would you rather play a team that's going to run the ball a lot or pass the ball a lot?
I like a team that passes a lot. I
like you see a lot busier?
Yes, it's more busier because when they run, no one's really coming out to the outside.
Mm-hmm. Blocking assignments in a lot of different ways. You play, Mason, we played against two teams that ran about 45 to 50 kids deep the last 2 weeks. And I know you only play one way per part of the time, which is kind of nice. But a lot of the offensive linemen and a lot of the defensive linemen for Delnor go both ways. And you're seeing fresh shirts all the time. How tough was that for you guys in the last couple of weeks when it came to your assignments?
It was super tough, but we all got it down. The whole front line has that dog mentality, so we're all just ready to go, and we're up with whatever we face.
Do you guys bark up there?
We do not, no.
Yeah. Hey, I bark up there. I'm Mad Dog, so I bark up there in the thing for you.
I'm sure Nathan does a couple of times.
Oh, man. Tell you what. So you're blocking assignments, not just pushing a sled and going forward. Kind of break that down a little bit for us on your guys' communication up front when you guys see blitzes and stuff.
No, communication is definitely key. If we don't communicate, we're not going to know what to do. So it's not just going up there and just pushing a guy and hoping that we get a far run or a far pass. We got to stay there in the game and stay communicate with the rest of the line. That way we all know what our blocking assignments are.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard to make these guys look good, right?
I mean, we got to make all the little guys in the back look good. So
Isaac, real quick, back to you before we go to break. Running back challenging because, you know, Harrison's out, had the collarbone injury. How's he doing spirit wise when it comes to being out there?
He's still doing good. Caden's still doing good. He's excited to come back. He's still pumped. He shows up every day.
I saw him yesterday. He said he just got his stitches out.
He's always ripping
his arm around like, look, it's fine.
He's right? I got a few more weeks, you know, going to make it worse.
Well, then talk about the other running backs. Beat up last week, Borges and Aiden Rice both took some big hits. It'd be nice to have this week that they can get off this week and come back. Hopefully, they're hopefully both going to be back next week for Oakland Tech.
For sure, hopefully.
Or Mason, when we talk about offensive line and we talk about getting ready for a team like McKinleyville that's shorthanded, do you guys do anything different up front, or kind of what has your mentality been this week?
So we don't take anyone for granted. We always work the same hard. We'll work just as hard against McKinleyville as we did against South Medford and Grants Pass. That's just about it.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break in the action. When we get back, we're going to take a look at the Big Five standings, the rankings, and a look at tonight's opponent. And we'll be right back after this.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show here. Del Norte at home tonight at Mike Whelan Field, taking on the McKinleyville Panthers as JV will kick off at 5 o'clock, varsity at approximately 7:30. We'll be on the air with the Western Valley Insurance pregame show at 7:15. So make sure you tune in and we'll give you all the updates on all Warrior sports and we'll get you ready for tonight's game. In the studios with me today, I got Isaac Lopez and I've got Mason Borges. And we've been talking a little bit about what the first three games have been like, and let's take a look at the Big Five standings as we stand, as there's been no league games yet so far. Fortuna 4-0, St. Bernard 4-0, Del Norte 1-2, Eureka 0-4, and in the Little Four, Arcata 2-2, Ferndale 2-2, Hoopall 1-3, and McKinleyville 0-3. McKinleyville struggling with their program in the aspect of numbers. Coach Foz got the chance to talk to their coach last night, but they're good spirits on their way up. They've had a tough. You thought you guys had tough, which is kind of on the same level, but they played Fortuna 2 weeks ago in Fortuna, and then they traveled to Reading to take on a very, fairly highly ranked small school, University Prep. Got beat pretty badly in both games, and now they travel up to Del Norte to Mike Whelan Field. They'll be suiting up 13 players tonight in the varsity squad. Isaac, I think Mason said it perfectly when he said, we don't take anybody in the HDN lightly. We prepare ready to go each time. There's been times when McKinleyville surprised teams before and come out and beat you. They got nothing to lose tonight. They're going to come out firing. How have you guys prepared this week?
We have prepared like any other team. We're going all out. We're taking this serious. It's not no slack game. We're taking 100% for sure. We have all the... We've seen film. We've seen everything. We were prepared for it.
Mason, they like to run the ball, and on defensively, they like to fly around a little bit on this one. What do you got to do on the offensive line to make sure you establish yourself off the get-go?
We just got to work hard every single play, 100%. We don't take no plays off. Just keep working hard.
Oakland Tech to town next week. Back-to-back home games for you seniors. How cool is it to play at home, Isaac, at Mike Whelan Field? Well, I think this year, what do we got? 5 or 6 home games, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. What's it like to play at Mike Whelan Field?
Oh, it feels great. It feels great because, you know, you're playing in front of everyone. You're playing against your family, a friend of your friends, at home, on your own field, you know.
How long you been playing at Mike Whelan Field?
For 4 years.
No, I'm talking about, like, even for youth football.
Oh. Since I was in fifth grade,
so yeah. That's 7 years, right? Mason, you about the same?
Yeah, I'm just right there with them.
I knew you were coming up because all of a sudden I saw your dad on the sidelines.
Yeah,
I was like, what's Steve doing coaching down there? He's like, yep. You football coach all of a sudden. Yep. How cool is it to have your family support like that and always around like that?
It's super awesome. They're there for everything. I love them so much. They're the best.
Oakland Tech coming next week. Don't want to look past McKinleyville, but Oakland Tech will bring a little bit different of flair. Is the Oakland Tech, I'm trying to picture a little bit, a lot like Lower Lake? They're going to be fast and want to push the edges?
They're going to be faster, and they're going to pass a lot more. And then they're not a run pound town team, you know? It's just, yeah.
The more you like to play, huh?
Yeah. It's my type of game, you know?
I don't mean to look past football at all, Isaac, but I sit here and I look at your letterman jacket, 3-year wrestling career so far, heading into your senior year of wrestling. And I know Coach Clint Shad, we've talked a little bit. He's excited about this year's wrestling squad. And you guys got a lot to look forward to. Have you started thinking about it at all? Or do you guys do anything in the off season for wrestling?
No, not necessarily. But yeah, not necessarily.
Barley does.
Yeah, Barley does. It's more like individual practices and stuff like that.
Bartley will be back. Bartley will be back. He's one of the standouts for wrestling. He's a little banged up, but he's going to play today, and he's going to be a big difference when it comes to the defensive side. He moved into the linebacker spot into the inside.
Yeah,
moved QB into spy. The inside, right?
Yeah.
So when it comes to the defensive philosophy, when it comes to Bartley and other people stepping up, who else has stepped up in placement of some of the players out?
We had a sophomore come up, Tobias Harris, filling in Benjamin's role as running back, and he's doing just great.
Tobias, one of the fastest kids on the JV team, not over the squad almost. Is he as fast as Harrison?
I want to say just as fast, but he's up with everyone sprinting.
Harrison, you hear that? Well, there's a little battle here. Harrison, you just got called out by Isaac right there. We'll see if Tobias is faster.
We need
Tobias to is supposed to be fast. So hopefully he start on both sides of the ball tonight. Hopefully the JV will do well. So Warrior fans, make sure you get out to Tune In Gymnasium, Mike Whalen Field tonight for the big game. 5 o'clock JV, varsity 7:30, and we'll have the pregame show, the Western Valley pregame show at 7:15. So fellas, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rob.
From ABC.
Are you gonna go Warriors?
I'm Doc Dennis. Just in, a grand jury in New York announcing a federal indictment against New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez. The indictment charges Menendez and his wife with having a corrupt relationship with three New Jersey businessmen.